Ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Slade said, the word devotion means profound dedication. To break this down further, profound dedication means the deep penetration of one's thoughts and actions. To be wholly committed to something bigger than yourself, in this case God, Jesus, the kingdom. Your devotion isn't found in doing a devotion. Amen, somebody. Now you're getting into the flesh. You're doing something, thinking that that's going to get it done. That's not what it's about. It is actually found in your dedication to the Lord. End of quote. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for allowing things to be as well as they are. We praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your grace. We thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions of blessings and all of the manifold blessings you bestowed upon us. Lord God in heaven, you brought us a mighty long way. You have brought us this far by faith, and we give you the glory, praise, and honor. Help none of us to get the big head, thinking that we somehow did it. We didn't. You blessed us, you guided us, you used us, you protected us down through the years, and provided for us. Lord, I remember the dusty days of traveling all the way from Georgia, all the way to California to preach your holy gospel with just my wife and little children, sleeping in the parking lots of dusty truck stops, and one time with a travel trailer that did not have a lock on the door, and you kept us safe as we went forward across, trekking across the country, preaching your holy gospel. You brought us a mighty long way, and you brought us this far by faith. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, Lord, we would have been destroyed. And now we are basking in years of great success in ministry because of you, your grace, your mercy, as a family. And Lord, I am so grateful to you that my children want to be with me on Father's Day. And so in Father's Weekend. And Father's Day weekend, I give you the glory, praise, and honor. And I thank you for your mercy, your love, and grace. Lord God in heaven, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins. And Lord, there may be some who have in their hearts the sins of bitterness, resentment, bad hearts and attitudes and spirits. Lord, help them to deal with that. They will not prosper in life by harboring those things. Those things will eat at them, not the person that they might be bitter towards. Whatever the sin is, wash it away and cleanse it away through the blood of Christ, and help people to truly repent. Cast out the satanic, demonic spirit of Judas, betrayal, and sabotage, and pride out of the hearts of those who have that. We are not shocked at this spirit. Lord, God in heaven, you had to deal with it in Lucifer. Jesus, you had to deal with it with Judas. And so we have to deal with it, unfortunately, in the church, driven by Satan. And Holy Father God, continue to give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And you also warned us that you'll have enemies, even in your family, who will oppose you as you serve the kingdom and serve you, Holy Father God, and you, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray that you would wash our sins away. Help us all to repent of our sins, to turn from our wicked ways, to humble ourselves, and to pray without ceasing, even on this Saturday. Lord, help us to use this as a springboard of prayer throughout this day. Help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed on you, even on this Saturday. Keep us in perfect peace, even on this Father's Day weekend and on Sunday. Lord, we thank you for the food that has been provided and will be provided. Bless it for the nourishment of our bodies. Thank you for the relaxation things that you have given to us to do. And but Lord, help us not to get caught up with those things. Help us to stay caught up in you. Lord, I pray that everything that we're going to do this morning, that is planned to be done this morning and throughout this afternoon, including shopping for Father's Day, the girls are going to be doing for me on tomorrow. And Lord, have all of that to go decently and in order. And Lord, thank you for the great job that my baby girls did in doing a wonderful surprise thing here recently. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for that. And Lord, we pray for the salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, and life blessings upon this family. We pray that you would bless the boys and guide the boys to build a beautiful doghouse for our dog Sal. Salvation is her name. We call her Sal. She experienced her 49th birthday on yesterday, and 7th birthday in reality, I believe. And we pray that the boys would pick up the right stuff and build a beautiful doghouse for Sal today. She certainly deserves it, as she has been in a shanty for quite a while. And so, Holy Father God, we cast all of our cares upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace that passes all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Holy Father God, thank you so much for your grace and your mercy on this sin-cursed earth. Lord, sometimes on the inside, you make us feel like it's heaven, and I don't understand it. But I thank you for it. And Lord, we pray that you'll have us to continue to find favor in your sight through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and only because of him, and even in the sight of sinful, wicked, ungodly people, and have them to find the same in our sight. And Lord, we pray for all of the people who have gotten saved through the ministry, all people who have rededicated their lives to the ministry, all people who have emailed in for prayer. Hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers, Lord, as well. And create within everybody in this family the right heart, spirit, and attitude, and to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit throughout this day, and not in the flesh. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray the same for other Christian families, and we pray for the salvation of the lost. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and forsake. Amen and amen. Beloved, at this time, join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for that beautiful prayer of guidance for us. And help us to pray without ceasing, based upon your prayer that you taught us. Amen. Our devotional passage is Psalm 22:11-21. And by the way, in case you're wondering, my children are the ones who put these devotions together now. I used to do it, of course, all of those years, but now they instinctively know how to do it themselves. They've heard it so much, they've done it so much down through the years, and I'm so happy that right now my three oldest children, with great ease, put these devotions together. Verse 11 says, "Be not far from me, Lord, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around." So when you go to work on Monday and somebody gives you a hard time and they're surrounding you, you just look at them and say, "You're just a bull. You're just a bull. Now leave me alone." No, don't say that. You might get fired. Verse 13, "They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet." We're talking about Jesus now. "I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me." And can you imagine looking down and looking at your innards, all looking back at you? "They part my garments among them and cast lots." This is what they did at the cross, "upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me, from the horns of the unicorns." Amen, somebody. Brother Matthew Henry wrote in his fine commentary, one of the best devotional commentaries ever written, ever put together. If you don't have at least the single volume of the whole Bible from Matthew Henry, every home ought to have it. In these verses, we have Christ, he says, suffering, and Christ praying, by which we are directed to look for crosses and to look up to God under them. The very manner of Christ's death is described, though that form of execution was not in use among the Jews, of course. Christ, in his agony, prayed earnestly that the cup might pass from him. When we cannot rejoice in God as our song, let us stay ourselves upon him as our strength. And nobody can put it like Matthew Henry. He had a rhythm and a rhyme about his writing. And take the comfort of spiritual supports when we cannot have spiritual delights. Amen, somebody. He prays to be delivered from the divine wrath. He that has delivered doeth deliver, and will do so. We should think upon the sufferings and resurrection of Christ till we feel in our souls the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. End of quote. Join me, beloved, in praying for all people, and starting with our governmental leaders. And we do this because of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, Paul, inspired by God, says, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, no matter to us who loves President Trump or who hates him, we pray for him as Christians. As we prayed for President Obama, as we prayed for President Bush, as we prayed for President Clinton, we pray for this president as well. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life blessings upon him and his family. We pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight for him so that he can lead this country in the way that it should be led. We pray these same blessings upon Vice President Mike Pence and all other past presidents, First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence, presidential aides, personal aide John McGinty, leaders of federal agencies, National Archives and Records Archivist David Ferrero, state governors, Ohio Governor John Kasich, City Mayors, Charlotte, North Carolina Mayor Jennifer Roberts, U.S. Senators and Representatives, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, Police Chiefs, San Jose, California Police Chief Eddie Garcia, Sheriffs, San Diego County, California Sheriff William D. Gore, all law enforcement officials across the country and around the globe, we pray for their protection. Leaders of nations around the world, we pray for their leadership, guidance, and direction. Bahrain's King Sheikh Isa Al Khalifa and Prime Minister Prince Khalifa Al Khalifa. Lord, we pray for the salvation of these people, leadership, guidance, direction in their lives and in their countries. We pray now, Holy Father God, for the church leadership. We pray for the leaders of the Baptist General Convention of Texas. We pray for the executive director, David Hottage. We're not that familiar with these people, but we pray for them. We pray for millions of souls to be saved through their efforts. We pray that you would revive them again. We pray for current events around the world. And we pray for more soldiers who got shot just last night in Afghanistan. Comfort the families, heal these soldiers. We pray for the families of 31 people killed in al-Shabaab attack and on a restaurant in Somalia. Comfort the families and save the souls left behind, be they perpetrators or victims. We pray for the families of 8 people killed and over 50 injured in an explosion at a kindergarten in China. Comfort these families as only you can. Have your Holy Spirit to draw more people to Christ. We pray for the families of 30 people killed and over 70 people injured in so far in the Grenfell Tower fire tragedy in London, as well as the families of those whose bodies have yet to be pulled from the rubble, if they will ever be found on this earth. But Lord, you know where they are. We pray for the recovery of those wounded in a shooting at a congressional baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia. We pray for the recovery of the congressman who's in critical condition in the hospital there. Comfort his family as only you can. This is just a senseless, wicked tragedy. We pray for the protection of all elected officials and safety, protection, provision, and deliverance also for Syrian citizens who continue to suffer in the middle of a terrible civil war. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for the protection of persecuted Christians around the world. give them grace to get through this. And Holy Father God, now we pray for prayer requests that have been sent to us here at Gospel Light Society and Gospel Light House of Prayer. We pray for John Baptiste. Be with his wife and daughter while they are in New Jersey. Deliver them from temptation. We pray for Patricia, for her only child, Daryl, who is in the music industry. Deliver them from the gentrification that is taking place in Prince George's County, and bless them with a new home. We pray for M. Hessa, if their ministry is a Christ-honoring and God-honoring ministry, bless it. Use it for your glory, praise, and honor. We pray for Donna. Grant her a safe journey to California. Help her to find a church home there. We pray for Inez. Help her son, Dwayne, to be delivered from drug use, addiction, and unemployment. We pray for Elle, for her family, friends and neighborhood, spiritual, mental, and physical guidance, strength, and protection. We pray for Harjinder. Deliver him from depression and fear. And we pray for Anita. Give her the husband, give her the husband that you want her to have. Help her to be the wife that she needs to be. We pray for Ladaja. Please bless her with a child and a healthy pregnancy. We pray for Donna. Please guide her and give her your wisdom while she goes through a divorce and in other tough decisions. Help her to go to church again and have great faith. Save her children and husband and help them to stay together if it is your will. Continue to fulfill your plan for her life and for their life. And Holy Father God, we pray now for those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior through this ministry. We pray for Isaac. We pray for Joel. We pray for Niabutu. We pray for Tinga. We pray for Ezekiel. We pray for Jairo and Abizabal. We commit these souls into your hands. Help these to grow in the faith and help us to be the disciplers of the disciples that you want us to be. Build your kingdom. Glorify your name. Let your will be done. We also pray for the people who have recommitted their lives to you, Lord Jesus, through this ministry. Even though we do not give an invitation for this, for the most part, we pray for Maggie. We pray for Politus. We pray for Sharon. We pray for Jacobu. We pray for Samantha. We pray for Mungasel. And we pray for Say. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, in closing of our devotional time today, our devotional reading is Listening to God Before We Speak for Him. Listening to God Before We Speak for Him by A.W. Tozer. He goes on to say, holy men of soberer and quieter times than ours knew well the power of silence. David said, I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned, then spake I with my tongue. There is a tip here for God's modern prophets. The heart seldom gets hot while the mouth is open. Amen, somebody. A closed mouth before God and a silent heart are indispensable for the reception of certain kinds of truths. No man is qualified to speak who has not first prayed and listened. And I added the prayed. It might well be a wonderful revelation to some Christians if they were to get completely quiet for a short time, long enough, let us say, to get acquainted with their own souls. My God, help us. And to listen in the silence for the deep voice of the eternal God. The experience, if repeated often enough, would do more to cure our ulcers then all the pills that ever rolled across a desk. Can somebody say amen? I like that real good. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to get quiet so that we can hear you and so that we can then do your will. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, before I leave you, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the free pardon of your sins, the Lord Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's God's promise to you. You say, it sounds pretty simple. It is. Why would God make it hard for such ignorant people as we are? If that offends you, I'm sorry. If you believe, dear friend, in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, he will save your soul. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you want to be saved today, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray this simple prayer with me and mean it from your heart. Repeat it after me right where you are, phrase by phrase. You do not have to be in a church to pray this prayer. I got saved outside of the church in my dorm room. And you can be saved today right where you are, even in a gym. So let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in my life and that I have broken your commandments. And I understand from your holy word that I deserve eternal hell for the punishment of my sins. But Lord, I do not want to go there. I would rather go to heaven. And so right now, Lord, I believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Forgive me of all of my sins because of what your holy Son Jesus Christ did on the cross for me, because of his shed blood. Lord, I pray that you would save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to change. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com. and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.